Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word, and I hope you'll be able to stick with us. We've got a special program planned for today. I've got a couple guests that are going to be joining us momentarily, and before we get to that, of course, let me just remind you that you can follow us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, or you can find us on Facebook. Just find us on Facebook at Live with Pastor Al right there as well. And of course, if you go to our webpage, livewithpastoral.com, you can find out more about us. You can listen to some of our past programs. If you're not able to stay up for our Sunday night program from 11 o'clock until midnight right here on this station, if you're not able to stay up for that, you can listen to some of those as well at livewithpastoral.com. You can also find out about our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and more of that information will be given at the end of the program as well, but certainly like to invite you to visit if you're in Northeast Ohio and you're looking for a church where you can come and learn about the Bible. And let's see, we're going to mention one other thing here. I do want to mention that next week I'm going to be filling in on the half hour prior to this at 1 o'clock for Pastor John Lutz. And so we're looking forward to that. And then we're going to kind of trade off. I'll be filling in for him and doing our program as well. And then the following week, he's going to be filling in for me on our program. So he'll be doing his program at 1 to 1:30. And then our program, I believe that's the 29th, the last Friday of the month from 1:30 to 1 or 2 o'clock on our program. But next week, I'll be sitting in for him from 1 o'clock until 2:30 in addition to our 1:30 to 2 o'clock program. All right, now that we got the things out of the way there, let's go ahead and introduce our guests here today. We have with us Richard Green, the executive director and co-founder of the Clarion Project, and we also have Dan Hermata, who is a co-director of Act for America, the Cleveland chapter. And Richard, Dan, welcome to the program today.
Thank you.
Hello, Pastor.
Thank you, Richard.
Hello, Richard. How are you?
It's good to have you gentlemen with us here today, and I probably should have had you introduce yourselves separately, I guess, there, or say hello separately, but that's okay. I want to turn to Richard first, and Richard Green, I want to thank you. I've been looking at some of the materials that the Clarion Project produces for some years now, seen some of your previous movies, Obsession and different things like that, and very impressed with the work that you're doing there. It's a subject that I followed for a number of years. And Richard Green, could you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are, what the Clarion Project is, how it got started, and what you're doing and why.
Yeah, hey, sure. I'd be happy to. As for mentioned, my name is Richard Green. So I'm the co-founder and executive director of the Clarion Project, which is a nonprofit that was originally set up to make documentary films about the true threat of radical Islam. And that was set up really in 2006, been around for about 10, 11 years. And we've made the films, the documentaries, Obsession, Iranium, The Third Jihad, Honor Diaries, and our most recent one is called Faith Keepers that we'll be showing at the Act for America get together next week. So as well to that, while we were making these films, we realized that we had created a certain expertise in really national security relation to radical Islam. So we also figured out that we were the people, there were very few people in the really reporting on the subject matter that were not editorializing, really just giving fact. And the point is that you don't have the issues in the radical Islamic world are so tremendous and so daunting that you don't really have to editorialize. Just give the information. So we've been doing that on a national security level for the same amount of time, and we've had a lot of fortune to be able to speak to a lot of decision makers and really help with some of the policies that we've seen in the past few years.
And Richard Green, if somebody wants to find out more about the Clarion Project, how can they go about doing that?
Well, we have a website, clarionproject.org or .com. We have about 170,000 members of our website, and we would love for all of your listeners to go there and to sign up and then become part of our ecosystem, so to speak. People who want to make a difference, who want to make a change, like Dan, who's on the phone right now. You know, sometimes the average person can make who doesn't have a background in these issues, but has the want and the desire in his heart or her heart to make a change, can make a true change. And you know, I'm always empowered when I see Dan because I see someone who said, on my free time, I'm going to make a change, and he's been doing it. So whoever wants to learn more about Clarion Project can go to our website, clarionproject.org, and learn a lot more about us and become educated about what we really face on a national security level.
Well, thank you. And mentioning Dan there, let me pull Dan Hermata in here as well. And Dan, would you introduce yourself to our listeners as well, please?
Sure. I'm Dan Hermata, the head of, or one of the heads of the Cleveland Act for America chapter. We are, I oversee four other chapters, or three other chapters in the state of Ohio, Mansfield, Columbus, and Cincinnati. So I'm the unofficial state director is what they call me. So that required 1,000% pay raise. So 1,000 times zero is zero. But nevertheless, I don't mind that because it's this is dear to my heart to get the truth out about the threats that we face. I like to do it the right way. That's why I got behind Brigitte, so I can try to get legislative efforts done to protect our country. And as a Christian, I wanted to do it the right way. I stand for Israel, so I like to. I worked with a wonderful woman by the name of Bev Goldstein and her husband Mike. We've become good friends, as you know, and you know Bev and Mike. And,
right, they've been on with us before.
Yeah, we pretty much see eye to eye on most issues, and so we've been working very well together. Now we're starting our fifth year, and we both have the same philosophy where we like to work with a lot of different organizations. Clarion's one of them. Center for Security Policy is another one, and we use a lot of sources that are above our pay grade in order to reinforce the the educational efforts that we're trying to make. So.
And Dan, if somebody wants to find out a little bit more, what website can they go to?
Well, our local website is actcleveland.org, and the national website is actforamerica.org. So Brigitte Gabriel is the founder of Act for America. A lot of people have seen her on Hannity or other Fox News shows. Many people, she was in Ohio last May. We had her in three different cities, Dayton, Columbus, and Cincinnati, 3 days in a row. And so a lot of people know who she is. She has our organization, and she's had Ryan Morrow from the Clarion Project speak at our national conference. We've had him last March with Richard speak on the east side of Cleveland. He's on local radio on 1420 every week, so we love working with the Clarion Project.
Well, thank you. And, you know, we're talking about Clarion Project. The headline, of course, on clarionproject.org right now is "The Terror Rocks London Parsons Green Tube Attack." And, Richard, you know, I know we want to talk about the movie Faith Keepers a bit here, but I think we'd be remiss if we didn't address this. I think London really dodged a bullet here in the sense that this explosive device kind of burned rather than exploded catastrophically there. I've been through some of that area myself back when I was stationed in England in the Air Force in the 1980s, and I remember the IRA bombing campaign. You know, we frequently get stopped at places where they would be searching about a possible bomb or something like that in the tube system or the train stations in and around London. And this happened. If you'd like to comment on that just a little bit here, and then I want to move on to the Faith Keepers movie a little bit too. But what's happening over there in London right now? What have you been able to find out so far?
Oh, well, there's a lot going on there. And it's representative of a larger issue, Al, a much larger issue. And that is that you have an ideology that has been brought into Europe, and we're seeing the results of that ideology throughout Europe. And that ideology is one that wants to destroy the Europeans' way of life, our Westerners' way of life. And that ideology is, of course, radical Islam. So when you open up your borders and you allow people to come in who have different ideas, and those ideas, in part, those ideas say that they should kill you, then don't be so surprised when they actually decide to do acts of terrorism, which is what has happened in England. Now, we don't know if anyone's been killed so far. We understand that no one has been killed. The psychological damage is there,
right.
Of course, and it's really... I would say that all these organizations in America that are working on these issues, they really, you know, we missed the boat in Europe. I don't think it was our fight to fight, but I think that in Europe, if they had educational organizations 20 years ago, and then getting into the last 20 years, then you would not see the same type of situation you have there now. At this point, Europe is facing a demographic time bomb in terms of how many European women are having children, how many Anglo women are having children in comparison to the amount of Muslims who are having children. The demographics will change in every single country and even in different areas in the country. But when you have a large population inside your borders who doesn't have the same ideology, you're not willing to fight the ideological war, then the society is going to be highly challenged. And that's what's happened in Europe. And unfortunately, it will not take a rocket scientist or a prophet to predict that you're going to see more and more and more of this in Europe.
And you're absolutely right, and I've told people on the radio and at our church in different settings in the past many times that when the Berlin Wall came down, I turned to my wife, and this is just based on what I saw when I was living in England for 3 years in the 1980s with the Air Force. I said, the next thing we're gonna have to contend with is fundamentalist Islam or radical Islam. And, you know, I mean, I wish I wasn't right on that, but that's been something that has been affecting us. And that brings us to your movie Faith Keepers. I know a lot of people here in the States, they think, well, you know, this is just a small, tiny minority of some people who have hijacked a noble religion, and they're just some kind of radicals that they're really not a big threat to us. And besides, that's on the other side of the world, that part of the world. They've always been fighting there, and there's never been peace there, and that's not really going to affect us. So why is that important to me? And unfortunately, there's a lot of churches that have that idea, and a lot of people in this country have that idea. How would you respond to that?
Well, number one is, I would say, we made a short documentary called By the Numbers, narrated by a moderate Muslim or a former Muslim by the name of Raheel Raza. Again, it's called By the Numbers. Everyone in this audience should go to YouTube, type in By the Numbers, perhaps By the Numbers and Raheel Raza, and they'll see a reformist / moderate Muslim speaking about that specific the first part of the statement that you made. What are the percentages that are of concern? Now, I would postulate that if someone holds the belief that a convert, someone who converted out of my religion, out of their religion, should be killed, that's an extremist, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would postulate that if someone thinks that it's okay to beat women because of adultery or kill them in the most grotesque way, that would be considered a radical, an abusive person, an abusive theology. And unfortunately, when you decide to categorize the movement of radical Islam into and in describing them, describe them in that way, figure out what percentages abide by, think about, profess those beliefs, then you see it's an alarming percent. It's an alarming percent. So I don't mean to paint a black picture, but I do mean to paint a realistic picture. And you unfortunately have millions and millions and millions and millions of people who are ascribing to the Islamic faith, and the Islamic faith that they ascribe to is one that is hell-bent on destruction of the West. And being that we are the West, we should take notice of that. When they say, we want to kill you, then take them seriously, and don't then say, after they've killed you, why does it happen? Why do they hate us? Let's listen to what they're saying right now, what they're doing. And if you do that, then you will see that the issue at hand is one that needs a lot more thought and a lot more resources thrown at it. Now, the second part of your question was, it's just in the Middle East, right? So what many people don't understand is the great Satan, according to the Ayatollah Khomeini, and subsequent to, you know, many Islamic theologians or leaders, the great Satan is the West, is America, primarily, specifically America. So right now, when they take over Europe, if they, God forbid, take over Europe, and it looks like, according to demographics, it's a hard argument to be made saying that they won't effectively take over Europe in the next 80 years and probably much sooner than that. Are they going to stop there? Are they going to stop when they eradicate Christianity in the Middle East? Are they going to stop there, or is it going to empower them? And the issue is that we see in Islamic history that the more that they thrive in the militaristic sense, unfortunately, that causes a situation in which they want to continue more conquest. One conquest leads to the second. So right now, I'm an Orthodox Jewish guy, and I'm one of the two primary movers that made a film about the persecution of Christians in the Middle East, persecution of minorities in the Middle East, really. Mm-hmm. But the persecution of Christians is far outweighs any other minority. And we kind of throw our hands up in the air, and we say, it was our pleasure to be chosen, you know, so to speak, in a metaphysical way, to be the ones who make the film. But why didn't the Christian community stand up? Why didn't they make the film? And I think of what you were saying, Al. A lot of the church leadership is either blind or they just don't want to deal with this issue, there's been no real education put in certainly in a way of documentary that's very coherent and speaks language in which people understand. And that's what we've endeavored to do with Faith Keepers. And we're in the very beginning stages here. We're just starting distributing the film. And I'm hopeful that we will be able to make a tremendous difference in the life of so many Christians in the Middle East. And further, I hope that people like yourself, and I know you have a talk show and you're a pastor, more pastors will really get on board and say, we got to make a difference. We have to stop the genocide. The birthplace of Christianity is the Middle East, and if we don't stand up right now and do something, our children will never have even understood that there were once Christians in the Middle East.
And you're absolutely right. And this movie, Faith Keepers, I think really is an important film. I mean, I watched it this past week. I even reviewed it a little bit more this morning. And, you know, this is not one of those feel-good movies, you know, that you watch and you think, oh, I feel so much better having watched it. This is a movie that affects you. And I was, you know, aware of a number of things that were going on. And there were more things in the movie, even than some of the things that I was aware of. And, you know, you come away from this movie as a pastor. I come away from this movie thinking, even though our church talks about this stuff all the time, we talk about it on the radio, I probably haven't done enough. And then I think of churches that never talk about this subject, and people that I know that just don't think this is that big of a deal. And I really, you know, feel compelled to try and get people to come and see this movie. And with that in mind, Dan, you're still with us there. And Dan, and of course, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al here this afternoon, talking with Richard Green of the Clarion Project and Dan Hermata of Act for America, the Cleveland chapter. Dan, you're going to be showing this movie on Monday night, aren't you?
Correct. And we meet at Club Motor Estates in Broadview Heights. The meeting will start at 7 o'clock. Our doors will open at 6. We normally charge $5 at the meetings to get to cover our rental, refreshments, security, a lot of different educational materials, et cetera, that we pass out. We're offering the pastors, priests, the rabbis come for free. This is not about making money. This is just to cover expenses. But we want them to see the film in the hopes that they will have the incentive then to show it to their church. They'll be able to talk to Richard and make arrangements to do that, because we want to, educate and enlighten everybody and gather, make it common knowledge. That's the key. Now, we've talked about what the problem is, why churches won't do this. Well, part of the problem is the media. The media does not cover these issues. They really don't, not like they should be. And then you have groups like us or the Clarion who try to bring out any facet of this overall problem, and we have the groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center that then say that we are a hate group. And so we're in an informational battle is what we're at, not against the media, against the left, and we're nonpartisan. I don't care about R's and D's. I really, truly don't. I was never involved in politics. This issue was my number one issue. And unfortunately, the D's, or at least leadership in that party, has gone way over to the Muslim Brotherhood sympathies or the sympathetic to them, and as well as some people in the Republican Party. And so we're trying to fix all that. We're trying to designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. We're trying to get state laws passed that will protect our culture, protect our way of life, our freedoms, to protect the Constitution. And all of that is under a threat. So we're going to just keep on educating. We're going to invite, have this meeting, but then we're going to work beyond this and try to get pastors who have seen this meeting to get on board with us, to link us to other pastors who will be willing to meet with us, maybe come to some meetings, get further educated in the hopes that we get to their church members. And that's what we're working. We're all about educating the grassroots.
And Dan, if there's somebody listening, whether it's a pastor or a rabbi or perhaps a church member or somebody, or just anybody that's listening, and they want to find out more about how to attend, and maybe they're just not sure, they want to review something or see something before, what could they do? Is there someplace they could go online?
The simplest thing to do is to email me.
Okay.
And I'll treat each individual request as that, and communicate with them, see where they're coming from. Maybe they need help with directions. Maybe they need, they just want to see the trailer of the video to even think about it. Maybe they want to check us out more. So I answer all those types of questions, kind of like a vetting process, and then I'll send them the invitation to the meeting. I feel better doing it that way. They'll feel better doing it that way. They have a little bit of connection with us rather than just coldly walking in the door on Monday night.
Right. And what's your email address if you want to give it out, or do you want them to go to your website?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. No, that's fine. Here. It's actcleveland@gmail.com. And like I said, our website is actcleveland.org. We're also on Facebook, like you are, facebook.com/actcleveland. So there's ways to connect with us, but email is the preferable way. And I answer people from all around the state. We're showing this. We're going to be simulcasting at Columbus and Cincinnati too, so I can, they can connect with me, and I'll explain how to get to those meetings.
Well, I appreciate that, Dan. And we're coming up on the end of the program here. You might hear the music in the background. We got a little over 20 seconds to go left in the program. Richard Green, I want to thank you for joining us. Can you give us your website again, real quick?
Just put in Google Clarion Project or www.theclarionproject.org.
All right. Well, thank you. And thank you, Dan. And check him out online. I want to thank you for listening. And God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.